This is Pharaoh's House.
Okay, and greetings.
This is a continuation from the other platform where the topic is curtailing, repairing, coming out of bondage of addiction. And it is a very common, pervasive situation for many, for most. So you are either going through various levels of bondage, have come out of them, and might go into other cycles of bondage. This particular pot of soap will focus on assisting you from those urges and recognizing those patterns. And I'll mention again, the various externals, substances, sources, etc., that you can indulge in that will assist you in your efforts to break so-called free of these urges. I went into a brief description and breakdown of cycle, pattern, and urge so that the words are not all over the place. You can think of the urge as the minute, the closest to the chemical as possible, the low-level programming language, the almost close to the binary language, the urge, and then stepping up to the more so-called sentient or human, aka human language. That's where it gets confusing, and most do not understand or comprehend what's going on for those who are going through it and those who are experiencing others who are going through addiction. Usually where those who are experiencing others going through addictions are also going through addictions themselves. They just may not seem as egregious, or perhaps they haven't met with the same social acceptance as others. You know, we have socially accepted patterns and cycles which are addictive or addictions that we don't call addictions, or that we are taught to accept or indoctrinated to accept as so-called normal. And I mentioned earlier on that other platform that shopping, food shopping, all the various types of shopping and indulging in purchasing of things, that's a form of addiction. It's an addictive pattern, especially when it comes to so-called foods. The patterns, if you actually take just a day to study your patterns and recognize, they are the same. And what you purchase, even when you think you're purchasing something different or an alternative, you're actually purchasing a replacement that is similar in its effects. Its chemical effects are the same as what you think you have just deleted from your menu. And that's usually how most addictions work. You say you stop smoking, or you stop taking illicit drugs or so-called recreational drugs, which is an oxymoron. There's nothing recreational. Recreate. There's nothing recreational about a so-called illicit drug, but you stop a certain drug and then you start doing other things like eating candy or smoking cigarettes. The physiological effects are going to be different, obviously. For example, pleasure comes through the regenerative organs. The conduits, which would be the genitalia and the organs that are associated with them, they're not the primary target. Addictions are ways for parasites to flourish and repeat pattern, obviously, that is physiologically not to your benefit, but to your detriment, actuality. Uncover these patterns for the purpose of addressing them chemically. If you want to say supplementally, that's fine too. I'm referring to those externals that are often utilized to help you in your effort. These are crutches. They are not what you are to stay on, because they themselves can become an addiction. This is what so-called pharmaceuticals do. They maintain you in a cycle and they become an addiction. But as I mentioned earlier, you have addictions that are accepted and promoted, and then those that are not seen or called addictions when in actuality they are. Once you start to recognize, let's say, a pattern in your sexual, non-sexual reaction, a sexual addiction does not always focus on the organ and the pleasure principle for that organ. It might be related to your diet. So it's maintaining a cycle. It's maintaining a structure. You may not even indulge in a sexual act through your sexual organs, but you're indulging in a chemical reaction that has the effect, similar effect of a sex act. I said earlier in the platform, the IG platform, that one of the targets or primary target is your serotonin levels. And it can be triggered, obviously, by things externally. So in that homeostatic calmness, that's where you are to be. It is the natural state. It is where you want to be when you address the various patterns, bringing those patterns either back into formation or eliminating them altogether because they had no business in you in the first place. Now let's address some of the so-called externals or substances that one can put together in a cocktail, if you will. One of the primary or popular cocktails that you'll find often utilized in rehab centers for those who can afford them. And it's a combination herb and synthetic. It would be ashwagandha, so-called St. John's wort, usually in a tincture form, so it's stronger. 5-HTP, the amino acid, and NAC. And NAC is N-acetylcysteine, and that's drawn from L-cysteine, an amino acid, which, by the way, allegedly, your vessel does not produce, but it is found in various live sources or formerly live sources or the byproducts of live sources. So you find it in flesh. You find it in so-called meats, the dairy, which is considered byproduct from bovine sources. Or this is where you get L-cysteine from, but from L-cysteine, that more focused, concentrated, strong compound is the NAC. And then it is this NAC along with the 5-HTP and the St. John's wort and the ashwagandha that is utilized to help break down patterns and address even the strongest. Some of the strongest addictions are not the most overt, but the most insidious experience daily, that you see daily, that you yourself might be going through on an everyday basis. Those are the actual strongest ones, the ones that are not so obvious and that are subtle.
This lecture series continues in the next file.